This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Hello, Eddie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Eddie, welcome to the program. Random question, question. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing great, Eddie. Thank you.
Better than we should be.
All right, Eddie. Here's your question. Who is the oldest person that you still find sexy or the oldest person that you've ever dated?
Well, probably... the oldest person I've dated is my wife, by far. So,
Is she older than you, or she's just the oldest person you've dated?
Just the oldest person I've dated, because we're together right now. Oldest, sexy person? It's got to be some actress. I'm thinking, like, Suzanne Summers, maybe?
All right. All right.
I think she passed away.
How much older is your wife than you?
She's not. She's actually younger than me.
So what's the biggest age difference, I guess I should ask then?
Age difference.
As far as anybody you've ever gone out with?
That was probably like 20 years one time.
All right. Okay. I'm assuming older than you?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
Just total accident.
Total what?
Accident.
Accident.
Yeah. It was a camping trip. So, and it was my buddy's sister, and we didn't date or anything, or like, you know, we just hung out. We didn't like date or anything like that. But yeah, it was like a 20-year gap.
Okay.
Damn.
All right.
Okay.
I'm trying to think as far as older and attractive. I'll still say Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour, Helen Mirren.
I think Jane Seymour's
90, so she now looks a little bit older.
Helen Mirren is 90?
No, the person I'm going to say.
Oh, boy.
Sophia Loren.
She's 90?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got to Google her now. See what she looks like right now.
She definitely.
How about Martha Stewart?
Yeah. Oh, Martha would catch
for
it.
For sure. Yeah.
Martha would catch it.
Yeah.
All right. Wait, okay. Who'd you say, Lauren Bacall?
Sophia Loren.
Sophia, right.
She's still attractive. She just looks like a 90-year-old woman, whereas for a lot of years, she didn't.
What? Man. Okay. Maybe I'm looking at the wrong picture here.
Raquel Welch probably still looks good. I'm going to guess.
I would guess. Yes.
She's dead.
Well, even Raquel when you look Welch at, like, I mean, did she pass on?
Yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
So is Suzanne Summers.
She did pass. Yeah. You know what?
Like a year ago today.
But when you really look at the age of people, like Christy Brinkley, all right, she's in her 60s.
Looks great.
She looks absolutely the same to me, for whatever reason.
Because we're getting old.
Yeah, but she's
I mean, I think that's part of it. You know, at 55, I can look at someone who's 75 and say, yeah, all right, I get what's going on there.
Also a supermodel.
Right.
So.
30 years ago, I probably would not have felt that way, but I certainly do now.
It certainly changes with age.
And it like, changes the tabs you even hit on Pornhub. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, right, I guess I got to move everything up about a decade here. Yeah.
Right. Like, you can't be into, like, hot moms anymore. Like, I'm in my mid-40s. I'm into attractive grandmas now.
I know, and you're like, God damn,
mature,
the same age,
mature, which looks like you're still younger than me.
I know, you're looking at mature like that's mature. Okay,
yeah, good times.
Wow, yeah, at 90, bro. I don't know, maybe I'm like, okay, it's just one picture.
I mean, I think sometimes too, though, if you're just talking about famous people,
yeah.
Like, I think sometimes I would just like to say I hooked up with them, whether or not I still find them attractive.
Sure. Oh, somebody here says Sally Fields. She basically looks the same.
Mm-hmm.
She, from Gidget to now, she looks about the same. And Selma Hayek, almost 60.
Yes. That's a great call. Same with Penelope Cruz. I bet she's not as old as Selma. I think she's a few years older. But still, I mean, you're talking about somebody who's in their upper 50s.
But again, so am I. So
Nicole Kidman,
I don't know if it's... Is it that you still look good or that at my age, I think you look good? You know what I mean?
It's both.
Yeah, well, maybe.
It's both. Like this year when I was talking about watching the Little League World Series, right?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I don't know what's changed in the water, but the moms are just so attractive now. So, yeah, yeah. You're their age, dude. Right.
That's why.
Yes, yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Look, I don't remember him being that hot when I was a kid.
Somebody says Christy Brinkley is 70 years old. Mm-hmm. Someone else brings up Brooke Shields. Yeah, man, I'd still... I'd get home with it. Mm-hmm. You know who's still kind of hot, man? Original Wonder Woman, Linda Carter.
Oh, yeah. Yes, she is.
Halle Berry's getting up there in age, apparently. I think we're the same age.
Yeah, but you know what, man? That's a Mr. Yuck sticker on that thing.
I mean, seriously.
Don't touch it. Don't drink it. Just stay
home. Why?
I don't know.
Because something weird happens with every relationship. I think it's like J-Lo, right? You know what I mean? Like, you can find her attractive. I'm not saying that. But obviously, there's... Something ain't adding up in the brain there. People just can't be around them for long.
No, it's typically a year or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're the ones that cheat on her.
Like, I know which is ridiculous.
Her one husband said he was a sex addict or whatever the deal
was.
But everyone else just kind of went.
Who's that, Eric Benet?
Yeah.
I'm just kind of walking away, and I am out with no explanation. No one ever talks any trash on her. No, it's never, you know.
It's just, I just don't want to do this anymore.
No. No. The reason we asked, too, is the oldest person you find sexy.
Goldie Hawn. Like, in my mind, I'm just reading one of the texts, sorry. Goldie Hawn. Like, in my mind, like, when I picture her, she looks great. But then when I actually see what she looks like now, I'm like, I'm picturing something different than what she is. So there's some Santa Claus movie she's in with her not husband, right? Watched it with the kids, and she looked great in that.
Yeah,
you realize
she still got it.
That's Hollywood makeup.
No, she still got
You're
it.
You're still with Goldie Hawn. Lucy Lawless.
Yes.
I haven't seen her in a while, but I want to say yes.
Deborah Harry.
No. No.
Oh, yeah. Cindy Crawford. Yeah, for sure. You say Heather Locklear and Heather Thomas. Man, Locklear looks like she's lived the life that she's lived.
She does.
Like, she has self-aged just based on how she chose to roll back in the day. And they nailed it. Liz Hurley.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. That's pretty strong.
Yes.
That is real strong.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.